This is Country Girl with Lori Boyer, telling the stories of rural America on your Ag Network.
This report coming to you today from the Commodity Classic going on now in New Orleans. The series continues here this week with Senior Policy Associate for the Center for Rural Affairs, Heidi Kolbeck-Urlacher. This week has been about solar grazing sites using primarily sheep to graze under and around solar panels. She says that renewable energy continues to emerge, thus this is a viable way to use the land and continue to draw a revenue from the livestock and energy that is generated via the solar panels.
Industry is growing very rapidly, so we are expecting to see a very significant increase in solar development in the near future. It's being forecasted across the industry as we transition to different forms of energy development over time. And so we are anticipating that more land will be put into solar development. And so again, that just brings the importance of those good land management practices right up to the forefront. Because if we're going to be putting that land into solar energy production, then we should be looking at the way that we steward the environment and the land.
Energy that is created from the panels is put into a grid, and it is all determined through a pre-contractual agreement.
Generally, that is negotiated with the developer and the utility ahead of time.
Be sure to tune in tomorrow for the last day of this series on solar site grazing.
Hi, I'm Betsy Gibbon, and I'm back. You may remember me as a national reporter for an agricultural TV program who grew up in the Western Corn Belt. Well, I have a new gig now with Ag Market Consulting, associated with AgMarket.net. I'll be coordinating with the founders for content and distributing weekly reports of my own, only found on AgMarket.net. So head to the site, sign up for emails, and even follow us on social media. That's AgMarket.net.